think we'll see. You know, I think we'll see. I mean, I don't foresee any problems, obviously. You know, if I did, I would have addressed it with them, but I haven't addressed anything of that nature. I don't see that right now.
What's the challenge as a coach when you're playing a team that's going, their city's going through something so emotional and devastating, and trying to keep your players focused on the task?
Well, I think it's wrong if you don't take a minute and think about, you know, obviously, you know, the people that are going through those situations. You know, I don't want to say I have the same experience, but I can relate at least a little to that experience, having been there in New Orleans for post-Katrina. So, you know, I think the first thing anyone does is you look and you think about, you know, the people that, you know, have had the water damage, you know, or God forbid the loss of life, or, you know, or homes are not there. So I think, you know, I think that's where, you know, the sport and sports in general need to take a back seat. You know, we need to know that, you know, our prayers and our thoughts and whatever we can do, you know, go out, you know, to those people. So, you know, I don't look at it as, hey, this is that, and this is a challenge, and we need to focus on this. I think that, you know, if you don't take that time to at least recognize, you know, what, you know, people are going through, I think that's wrong. I think that takes out. I don't think that represents what we want to do as a, at least for myself. That's not who I want to be. And I don't want our team to be like that either.
Is there a tougher first test for a guy like Cam Robinson than Watt, Clowney, Merciless?
I'd say the same thing. I mean, you know, defensively, they're the top defense in the league. So, you know, they play hard day in, day out, play in, play. You know, you don't get to the status of where they're at. And, you know, it's going to be a challenge every single play. So, not to take away from other teams, you know, where you say, okay, this will be your hardest challenge, but – you know, there's no doubt this is a not a good, more of an outstanding defense.
Do you feel confident about Robinson matching up against some of those guys?
Gonna have to do it. I mean, that's why we drafted him. So I mean, you know, he came in here and he's worked hard, and you know, he's got a tough task, as long as every single one up on that front. I mean, the guys on the outside, you know, against the man coverage and press. I mean, not a lot of teams have been very successful against this defense. That's why they're number one. They have outstanding players, and you know, I haven't seen, you know, a defense like this in a long time in this league that has, you know, such, you know, outstanding players. Not just at one position, but really all over the field. And guys get, in my opinion, there's a lot of guys that deserve a lot of credit on defense that don't get a lot of credit, but they're outstanding football players, at least in my view.
Have you made a decision on left guard yet?
Haven't, you know, I'm going to work to see during the week, and we'll see where we are. You know, we've got, you know, two good practices coming up, and Friday's a good practice day for us, so it's kind of changed a little bit, and, you know, just see where we are going into the game.
Follow up to Hayes' question about the hurricane. There's obviously another hurricane that's forecasted to impact Florida. Have you talked to your players about hurricane preparedness for their families before you guys go out?
I haven't been told of that, so it's actually to show my ignorance of what goes on in the world. I have no idea about that, nor has anyone in my family told me about that. So I think that, you know, obviously I've been through situations like this before where, you know, when we were in New Orleans, we wound up evacuating. Obviously in Buffalo, we had a different type of evacuation due to snow. So, you know, I've always had a plan in place from my experiences with there, what to do to make sure that our players, our coaches, the families are taken care of, and things of that nature. So as once I'm told of that or advised of that, you know, then I'll kick in and we'll talk about the plan to make sure everybody's safe, because that's really the most important thing.
What can be done to ramp up the cohesion with the offensive line?
What is that beeping? I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Is that battery? Kind of like goes, you know, I hear the beep and it kind of throws me off. You can keep it up there. I'm okay. I just thought maybe like if you could hit a button and stop it. You getting emails? you got a phone call? Hello? Yeah, John, you can put it up there. That's no problem. I just didn't know what it was.
As far as the offensive line, what can you do to kind of increase the pace of cohesion when you're still trying to get, you know, the five determined here before the opener?
Yeah, I think it's always a challenge. But at the end of the day, like I always say, is it cohesion or getting the best five? Let's get the best five first and work on the cohesion. I think those are the steps in the process. But I also think that one thing you don't want to lose sight of is that, you know, even though they might not be set and you're moving people in and out, they're working together, you know, quite a bit in individual and things of that nature and in practice. So it's probably not as disconnected as people that would ask the question about cohesion, but they just haven't really played in a game together, nor would, you know, the first five. Because I do think that when you do play in a game situation, it's different than practice, even though we try to simulate the games as much as possible.
Has Leonard showed you enough to start?
Excuse me?
Leonard, has he shown you enough to?
I think we'll see. We'll see how the week goes. You know, I think, you know, see who's going to be back there.
You claimed five guys. Do you anticipate any of those guys playing in week one?
I think a lot of it depends on what they can pick up, what they can do, what we, you know, define for their roles. But obviously we feel that we've upgraded ourselves in those positions. So I look at it like that, and now it's just a matter of you know, how fast they can, you know, acclimate themselves into, you know, what we're asking them to do to see if they'll be able to play. So, you know, like I said, this will be the first week's usually a lot tougher. It's usually a lot longer, you know what I'm saying, depending on, you know, because you're looking at who's going to play and what roles they're going to have. So you want to make sure that, you know, if you bring anyone new in, you want to make sure of what they're doing, how they're doing. If guys haven't practiced in a while or they've been injured and came back, you just want to look to see where they're at. So you're going to take a long, good, you know, look this week and then, you know, make a decision who gives you the best chance to win on Sunday and who's really available.
What did you see in Jalen Myrick to earn that roster spot? And Coach Coughlin said yesterday it was a little hard, the decision with the defensive back. But what do you think he will bring to the table ultimately that you saw enough in to invest that into keeping him around?
You not like him? I just asked.
I've been doing something like a rookie diary.
Yeah.
Going through the rigors of being a rookie, but.
Yeah, it's tough, you know. I think you watch someone get better, you know, during the year. You go back to see what, you know, what has put you in a decision whether to acquire him by draft or acquire him free agency, you know. And obviously there were traits that you liked, you know, and you want to be able to see those traits as they come. I thought early on, obviously, you know, learning how we practice, learning what to do, and that happens to, I would say, the majority of people that come in that situation. But, you know, to his credit, I saw him getting better and better. I saw his teammates trying to help him. I saw him reaching out for help from his teammates. I mean, those are things I look for, and I saw him playing better on special teams, which I think would be a key role, you know, obviously to get a jersey on Sunday. And then obviously playing outside and competing, and then also being able to go inside and play nickel. So those are the things that we're working on in his continued development. But we do see those traits out there. And I think when you see traits and you see a player that's getting better, you know, you feel much better about, you know, creating a roster spot for that player and that he's able to help you win at some point. But at the same time, you're still evaluating during the year, because if that falls off and you don't see that anymore and that player becomes stagnant, then it's time to switch a player out. And I'm not talking about Jalen. I'm talking about any player in that situation.
Coach, to piggyback off the question about the offensive line.
Sure.
What is your evaluation of that unit as you're heading into the season?
They've got to play better. I think that's as simple as that is.
It's obviously an emotional weekend, but when you've got your 53 out there for the first time in practice, to give you a lift, I mean, it's a big day when you get your 53 out there, right?
Well, I think, you know, it is, but I think for me, it's usually a day of, I think around the league, I say, hey, congratulations. You know, obviously, you know, these guys have worked extremely hard for all the teams, you know what I'm saying, to get to their roster at this time. And then it comes to a fact of, okay, listen, now we're going into a different mode, you know, of how we're practicing and what we're doing. So, like, for me, you know, we go out there today and I'm just watching, you know, obviously I implemented some thoughts on, you know, how I wanted to practice, you know, what we want to do. So now I'm going back and looking to see, hey, is this the best way for our team with the people we have, where we want to move? So, you know, it's a constant evaluation. I don't think it's ever that time to say, oof, you know, okay, we're down to 53. I think it actually goes the other way for me personally, because, you know, you lose when you have 90, you can get a lot of reps in there and do a lot and schedule a lot. And then now, you know, like I told the players after practice today, every rep is so extremely important, you know, that, you know, we can't afford to waste a rep by not lining up properly or not executing properly or stopping practice to say, oh, wait a minute, we're not sure what we're doing. Let's get this corrected. So, you know, that's the challenge. And the challenge this week, obviously, is you have you know, you have the extra day, you know, but it's not going to be like a normal week. You know, I just always remind a player that as that, you know, you'll have twice as much information and twice as much practice, you know what I'm saying, when you come back in, and Wednesday's your tough work day. So there's a lot of transition to that.
Yeldon and Ramsey, would they be able to do anything today?
Well, yeah, I mean, we have everybody down on the field. So we have everybody on the field. And then Wednesday I'm going to come back and, you know, wait to see what the medical report is and announce the medical report on Wednesday.
Our last one, Z-Rock.
What's it?
Leonard, Marquise, and Herms, and not anticipating any issues that might not be able to allow those guys to play at this point. Or I know it's early, but.
Yeah, I think Wednesday I'll come out with the injury report. But like I said, everybody was on the field.
Is Herms, what are you hoping to get out of him in terms of a bounce back year from last year, your last team?
The same that I want from every receiver. I want them to be able to make plays, do their job. Being able to, make plays. I mean, make plays when you need them. I think, you know, need them to block, you know. But that's all of them. I think, like any player, I think you're looking at them to play well and to play winning football. And I think that, you know, once you look at a player and you say, well, I don't really know what this guy does, or I don't really think, or you don't have a good plan for him, or he's not fitting into those plans, whether it's, you know, whether it's a receiver, a defensive back, a nickel, a D lineman, a rush end, an offensive line, you know, I mean, you just got to move on. You know, it's one of those things you can't, you know, you've got to make decisions. It's a constant, you know, evaluation. I think, and that's the one thing I think people could always get into a problem with, you know, with the 53. You know, it's like, okay, here you are, 53. You exhale. Bad move. Don't exhale. You know what I'm saying? Keep that edge about yourself. Keep working, because if you don't, you know, there's still a lot of guys on it. Believe it or not, I mean, in my opinion, there's still a lot of people that don't have jobs today that are good enough to play. Maybe they didn't have the same opportunity, but they're out there. And I'm not saying that I know for a fact. Like me, I know, like, I've targeted some people. I want to make sure of that. I'm just saying, but that's how it's been in this league for a long period of time. So, you know, there's somebody out there. If you don't take advantage of the opportunity, I guarantee you somebody else either on your squad or maybe on the outside will take advantage of that opportunity. Captain thing is very difficult. It's the players, leave it up to the players. I've always believed that as a head coach. So on defense, we have obviously Puz and Telvin Smith. On offense, we have Mercedes Lewis and Brandon Linder. And on special teams, we have Aurelius Ben. So we're excited for those guys. And like, I'm about to meet with them here at 2:00. They've got a tough job too ahead of them. Okay.